the eye. Irv Gotti's passing on February 5th, a date written 2/5, or 5/2 like the number 52, a number we'll revisit later, holds intriguing significance. For instance, the words stroke and death equate to 25 in the full reduction cipher, adding yet another layer of curiosity to the date. For those unfamiliar with the world of numerology and ciphers, let me break it down quickly. The first system is the basic English ordinal cipher, where each of the 26 letters in the alphabet is assigned a number. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, and so on, up to Z equaling 26. The reverse ordinal cipher simply flips this, so A equals 26 and Z equals 1. Next, we have the reduction ciphers, which involves reducing double-digit numbers to a single digit, hence the term reduction. This method is rooted in Pythagorean numerology. For example, in the full reduction cipher, the letter J, the 10th letter of the alphabet, is reduced to 1, since 1 plus 0 equals 1. Similarly, K, the 11th letter, becomes 2, 1 plus 1 equals 2. This pattern continues for all double-digit numbers, and the reverse full reduction cipher simply inverts the order, much like the reverse ordinal. With that out of the way, let's revisit Irv Gotti's early career through the lens of Gematria. He made his first mark in music as a producer and DJ, going by the name DJ Irv for a time. Interestingly, the name DJ is interesting to see that the word diabetes equals 151, the 36th prime number. And we know he adopted the name Irv Gotti and co-founded the infamous Murder Inc. Records. Merges. The name Irv Gotti and the label Murder Inc. share a 51 connection when you spell out the date as such. Now, at the time of the recording, Irv Gotti's stroke he suffered last year. As reported by Hip Hop DX, according to the article, occurred months before the news broke, and that Irv had already made a full recovery by the time it became public. Notably, the span of time between WAC 100's Instagram, 163 is the 38th prime number, and the number 38 holds significant weight to 38 in Gematria. But alright now, remember that date, May 29, Murder Inc.? Well, looking at that date, I noticed it had 51 numerology, a number that we know ties directly to both Irv Gotti's stage name and the label Murder, emphasis on the word murder. Just another observation, Irv passed away on the 36th day of the year, and his earlier stage name, DJ Irv, holds the vast descent, was the one who gave Irv and his brother Chris Gotti their shot at owning a label. This is a fitting moment to remind you of the origins of Gematria. It stems from Jewish mysticism, and who primarily runs the entertainment industry, from music to film? Well, the you-know-whos, the same group that often is accused of pulling the strings behind presidents and engaging in geopolitical conflicts over land that doesn't belong to them. But that Irv his start in the music business and even helped revive his label 20 years later, Lior Cohen, holds the value of 52. This number not only aligns with words like Gematria and Kabbalah, two deeply relevant aspects of his Jewish/2 in most parts of the world. Plus, February 5th had prime date numerology of 52.
Irv, you know, brought it. And then
Irv's passing, the Recording Academy hosted the 67th annual Grammy of phrases like human sacrifice and blood sacrifice, adding a layer of eerie Murder Inc. passing away just 3 days after such a high-profile event. But what makes this connection even more eerie is that Irv Gotti earned just one Grammy fourth day of the year, and 22 years later, just days after the Grammys, Irv Gotti passes away at the age of 54. For some more numerical context, the first album released under the Murder Inc. times Def Jam imprint was Ja Rule's debut, Veni Vedi Vecchi. Notice how the album's title aligns with the label's full name through the 88 connection in the reduction ciphers. Even more striking is the album's cover art, which features a clear nod to Jesus Christ, a reoccurring theme in rap album artwork, often filled with symbolic and religious imagery. What's even more fascinating is that many people seem to overlook this reoccurring pattern, despite it being prevalent for decades. We know that many of these rappers are far from religious, so some might dismiss the symbolism as a tactic for attention or a personal connection to the artist. However, it goes deeper than that. It's important to remember who controls the distribution of your favorite artist's music. Labels owned and operated by individuals of Jewish and Catholic backgrounds at the highest levels. this is where things might start to take a bit of a turn, but stick with me. A perfect example is Ja Rule's debut album cover, with the album's title Veni Vedi Veci holding the value of 74, matching all the words. This is far from a coincidence. The entertainment industry at its core functions as a source of energy harvesting for the powers that shouldn't be, and those in connect across time. For those familiar with the channel, you're already well aware of the Jesuits as a small sect within the Catholic faith, known for their strong dedication to religion and education, including running some of the world's top colleges and universities. This group wields far more influence than many realize. Despite undergoing significant suppression in the past, the Jesuits have risen to hold the highest rank in the Vatican, with Pope Francis being the first ever Jesuit pope in the church's history. Their impact extends far beyond religion, shaping much of the world as we know it today. From pioneering early forms of visual entertainment through inventions like the magic lantern created by a Jesuit priest, to co-creating the Hollywood Production Code, which governed film content for decades, their fingerprints are everywhere. Even the modern educational system, a Jesuit legacy, modeled after the Parisian style of learning that Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the society, were his six original comms throughout history. Often under the suspicion of meddling in politics and the church, as well as harboring crypto-Jews within the order, something that was heavily frowned upon at the time. Anyway, you might be wondering, why the hell is this guy rambling on about all of this? Well, it ties back to the topic at hand, Irv Gotti. Remember, Irv named his label after the infamous crime mafia Murder Inc., which actually wiped out. And who made up this mafia? Well, none other than Jewish and Catholic mobsters. Isn't that fitting, considering the whole code I'm using to shout out to the OG of this knowledge, the one who put me on? And that's none other than Zach Hubbard over at Gematria Effect News. His video on this had me motivated after a heaven that touched on this interesting numerical connection we're about to get into. But yeah, as you can, meaning we just passed the 83rd anniversary of their downfall. And get this, going into the actual Murder Inc., I couldn't help but notice that the man who brought the organized crime mob, authorities concluded it was an accident, suggesting he was trying to escape using a makeshift rope made of bedsheets. But of course, most people believe he was pushed to his death to mafia and overseer of Murder Inc. Anyway, isn't it fitting how Abe of Murder Inc. died on a date with 83 and 38 numerology when the word murder, which is Latin for Jesus, Savior of Mankind. This phrase equates to 260.